Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the final Miss Survivor interview of 2012. I'm Rob Sesternino, alongside Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole, this is it.
I can't believe it.
This is it. Our final interview. We'll be talking with Andrea Belke from Survivor Redemption Island.
Finally got her name right. Congratulations.
Yes, I've been practicing. And we're going to talk with her and see what she thinks about being nominated for Miss Survivor. So we are joined now by a relative newcomer to the Survivor scene from season 22, Survivor Redemption Island, a woman who has gone to Redemption Island and returned and is now in the Miss Survivor finals, Miss Andrea Belke.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Andrea.
And I'm saying it right now, right?
Yes, you finally have it right, Belke.
All right. So, Andrea, welcome to the Miss Survivor Finals.
Thank you.
Congratulations on making it this far.
Yes. But
it's been a very stressful, bumpy road.
Yes.
There's a lot of accusations. I was told I killed puppies, but I want to get that out that I love puppies even more than cats. So I do not kill puppies, don't have any plans to kill puppies. We're all good.
You seem like you're debating that a little bit too much, a little too much protest. Now, I didn't believe it, but now I'm starting to suspect.
And I think you're going to upset the cat ladies now.
Yeah, you just lost the cat lady vote.
I need to see myself in a hole.
All right. Now, in the Miss Survivor competition, you know that if you lose in Miss Survivor, you don't get to win a way back into it.
There's no redemption.
There's no Redemption Island.
Shush. All right. I'll just have to win then.
You just have to win it. You have to win it straight out. Here's the good news, though. There's no Boston Rob in this competition. Okay,
we
don't. You don't have to worry about him. You don't have to have a buddy.
No buddy system. Okay.
No buddy system. This one's all on you.
All right. Is there crispy rice served for the winner?
Maybe.
Possibly for the winner. Yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
Now, tell us, what are you doing in New York?
I am currently moving apartments. That's why this is my old apartment and it's bare. But I graduated with a degree in theater. And so I'm working for a director out here as his assistant. And we're doing stage readings. I'm auditioning. And I stay really, really busy. So it's weird.
Okay.
I'm like not making that much money, but I'm always doing a lot. I'm really busy. But lately my assistant job is taking up a lot of my time.
Would you be able to fit in your Miss Survivor duties potentially into
Very
your busy
important.
Schedule?
Oh, yeah. Helps.
Okay. fair enough. Good to know.
There's always room for Miss Survivor duties.
Fantastic. That's what we needed to hear.
Miss Survivor duties. And you're getting ready for the new Survivor season?
Yes.
You're planning on watching it?
Yes. Of course, with the wine and cheese crew.
Yes. How's that working out?
Good. It's a lot of fun.
Is Sophie officially in the wine and cheese crew now? Have they been
inducted?
Yes.
She is. She is very much in it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And just for the uninitiated, who are the wine and cheese crew that you're referencing?
Okay, so it's Eliza. We usually get together at Eliza's place, but Eliza, Courtney, and Steven, Brian Cordon, Sash, and now Sophie, and me, Charlie, and then whoever else is in New York at the time. So we've had a lot of visitors. Like, I got to Jenna and Ethan. We had the 180 premiere.
Yes, how was that?
You guys heard about the sock hop.
Yes.
It was really fun. I got to meet Parvati for the first time, and Jenna and Ethan were there, and Dalton Ross. And, some other survivors. So it's always cool to have a bunch of us all in one room. We were at Courtney and Steven's.
Yes.
Dressed up, but we had to wear socks because we didn't want to get the floor wrecked. So that's kind of
good to know. Now, are you worried that it might get a little catty this season between you and Courtney, both finalists for Miss Survivor?
No, because I'm just happy and flattered and surprised that I'm even in the top five. So I think whoever wins, I'm going to be happy for them. So I have no hard feelings towards her. I don't think she's sitting there, you know, obsessing that in case I beat her. Like, I don't think.
Okay, you didn't see her interview.
Yeah, you didn't see the video.
You didn't see it yet.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, I have no hard feelings towards whoever wins because I think everyone is worthy. And I'm just flattered to even be nominated.
And if it's not, you, you will give your full support to the reigning Miss Survivor?
Full, complete support, okay. Yes.
Good to know.
Okay.
Good to know. All right, let's get into the formal part of this interview, okay? All right, here we go. Andrea Belke, question number one.
So proud of you, by the way.
For pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes.
Well, you give me a year, I'll get
practicing.
It's yes. Funny, I just, what, my fourth appearance or fifth? And you guys, like, total, and you, this is the first time you got it. I'm happy.
Yes. I called you Baliki once.
He's been rehearsing.
Okay, but you're a Miss Survivor finalist. Everything changes. Okay. Now I learn how to pronounce your name. You're not just a person on the show. Now it's all different now. So question number one, Andrea, why should you be crowned Miss Survivor?
All right. Well, every competition needs an underdog. And I think that I'm new, I'm fresh. I'm very involved in the seasons, these past seasons, definitely with vlogging. I think I'm likable. I have some very avid fans and I don't know. I mean, I only got to play once, so I didn't really get to prove myself with two or three seasons like the other girls. So it's hard because you look at my resume, my Survivor resume, and yeah, it's not stacked, but you have to take into consideration that I still have a lot more potential to prove myself. And I don't have, I'm definitely coming in with the odds stacked against me because I don't have a Survivor boyfriend. I mean, I don't have a Fishback. I don't have an Ethan. I don't even have a Cochran. I mean, I thought Cochran took me.
I didn't know where you were going with that for a second. yes.
So I think that I definitely have all the attributes that would make a good Miss Survivor. And I'm just, you know, a little more new, a little more fresh, but that might work to my advantage.
Have you considered having a Survivor showmance for the Miss Survivor competition?
Strategy.
I don't know who I would pick.
I think the new Survivor Matt is out on the prowl.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He was a little flirting with me.
I saw that.
I know. I think he has a girlfriend, though, doesn't he?
I don't think it matters. Those survivors.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't really matter these days.
All right.
I know, great, another Matt. I mean.
Well, this could be a good idea for you. I think a showmance for the week of the voting. Voting starts on Wednesday. I think this could be a good move for you.
Yeah, a few days. I could. You're right.
You got some time left.
Make my choice. Okay.
Yeah, get some buzz going.
Stick your claws in someone.
Yeah. All right, Nicole. Question number two.
Question number two. Miss Survivor needs talent. What talent can you bring to the table for Miss Survivor?
All right. What kind of talent do you want?
Anything.
Okay. Yeah. Can I do a couple things?
Sure.
It's your talent.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a medley of talents.
Okay.
So I can do this thing. That, I don't know how it's going to sound over Skype, but it's fun. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that was talented.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was
okay,
interesting.
That was just a little thing. Okay, now.
Disturbing, but good.
Yeah. Slightly freakish.
Freaky, yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to, I'll juggle.
Oh, whoa, I'm blown away.
I've juggled before, but not
on video.
Juggling never gets old. Okay, so make sure you can still see me.
Okay.
Done. And let me know if...
What are you going to be juggling, knives?
Swords.
Apples?
Puppies.
Okay, and then also, hold on, puppies.
Puppies?
I want to make sure that can you see me?
Yeah, that's
here?
She dropped them when she was practicing.
All right, and I'm going to see if you can hear this, too.
Okay.
Let me put a thumbs up if you can hear this.
No, what did you hear?
I heard her.
Oh, are we hearing your voice? Or I think she's playing something.
Oh.
Music?
No.
You can?
Don't worry about the music.
You can just sing.
Just go.
All right. Never mind, no music, okay.
No music.
We can't put that on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Ooh.
All right, and then to the grand finale.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, now?
The worm.
Wow.
Don't hurt yourself.
Wow. That was impressive. Now, were you in the circus at some point?
Were you a carny?
Yes, is that how you got on Survivor?
Yes, I'm a big circus freak.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, we are impressed.
Yes, color us impressed.
Color us impressed. That was different than what than anything that the other Miss Survivor nominees have done. Different. You know, it depends what you're into. You like juggling?
You like the worm?
Yeah, you like the worm?
And you're into the worm? You're into
this weird thing? Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah. The weirdo demographic, you're definitely appealing to them right now.
I think you just brought the cat ladies back.
Yeah, the cat ladies have all come back.
Reeling in the cat ladies.
You've put a dish of milk out on the doorstep, and all the cat ladies have now come back. Okay. Last question for the first part of your interview. Is there anything that we do not know about the your competition for the Miss Survivor Finals that you would like to tell us?
Mm-hmm. Dish the dirt.
To be honest, I don't really know them that well. I mean, I know Courtney the best, and I've only met Parvati once and Jenna twice. Hi.
Hi.
I'm busy for a little bit, okay? Okay, that won't happen again. That's the last time it'll happen. Oh my gosh. Did you hear that?
You're in trouble.
No, a guy downstairs complained to my roommate that his ceiling's cracking.
From too much worm.
Oh my gosh. Could it actually be cracking?
I don't know. How often are you doing the worm?
I was like, I practiced once and I just did it right here. Like,
oh,
once.
Boy.
Okay, I'm going to forget about that.
Sorry.
My roommate's like, the guy downstairs complaining about the ceiling cracking from something you're doing up here. They're probably like wondering what I'm doing.
Did you tell him you are trying to become Miss Survivor?
This is important. I don't care about a cracked ceiling. Okay.
Right.
It's collateral damage. Later.
All right. So you haven't heard anything about your competition?
No. I mean, I met Harvey and Jenna, and they're really nice and really cool. And I really like Courtney. She's awesome because I know her the best. But I don't have any dirt.
Okay. Well, then we'll just move on because this is all this juggling and worming. We're starting to run out of time.
And the complaints.
Yeah, complaining. All right, so let's move into the second part of the competition, which is our
lightning round.
No, not lightning round just yet. Keep it a little short. We have polled the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast and asked them to come up with questions to ask you. This is the fan question part of the competition. Okay, so we have five questions for you. All right, so we'll start with number one from Steven Drabeck. And he says, what would Andrea rather do to win Miss Survivor? Walk around New York City for 24 hours with chocolate cake all over her face, or walk around for 24 hours literally carrying Boston Rob's family on her back. Okay, what would you rather do?
I would rather, my video's going out. Walking around with chocolate cake would be pretty funny because then I can share it with other people, and I couldn't really share Boston Rob's family with other people.
Seems like that would
be heavy.
It would get heavy.
It would get kind of heavy, I would think.
I mean, are you
wouldn't be able to go
are you holding just his kids or Amber too?
I mean, yeah. If you put Amber on my back and
she has put on some weight,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be hard.
Because all
chocolate cake could be fun, you know. There you go.
I heard it's very difficult to carry Amber for an extended period of time. I've heard only one person was able to do it for 39 days.
In the history of the world, yeah.
That was the record, I think.
You'd be taking on a lot.
Okay. So you're going with the chocolate cake?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question number two. I think that's the right answer.
Okay. Question number two comes from Tomas Benko. And they want to know, how much influence do you think you had on your season's outcome?
Okay. Interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's pretend you weren't on your season. Does it play out exactly the same way? How much credit do we give you, good or bad, for the outcome of that season?
I mean, to be honest, I guess I don't if I wasn't there, I don't know if any of the other girls would have beat the guys to come back in. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't. It would have the person coming back in would have been different. And either way, I mean, I got close in that challenge to beat Ashley, but I didn't win. So it all depends who came back in. So mm-hmm. I guess in the broad scheme of things, I didn't have a huge, you know, like it didn't really make a huge. I don't know. You know what I mean?
All right, that's a tricky question. That's fine. That's a tricky question. Look, you're keeping it real.
I came back. Yeah, I'm not going to say like. You know, that season would have been even worse than it already was.
Miss Survivor can't be delusional. That's important.
We need to.
Yeah, I'm not going to be delusional. Like, you know, I wasn't the star of the show, but I think, you know, people liked me. Like, I have a good fan base, and I did come back. I think it was cool that I beat those three guys and came back. And
absolutely.
I tried when I got back in. I tried to make something happen. Like, I showed that I was thinking strategically, mm-hmm. whereas somebody else that would have came back in could have not even attempted to get Boston Rob out or something.
Yeah.
Like Matt Elrod.
And I was a threat, too, in terms of challenges. I mean, Boston Rob and Grant were scared of me in some of those challenges. So, I had some impact, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah. Okay. All right, so here's a question number three. Question number three is always a ding, marry, kill. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ding, marry, kill for you today. Philip Shepard, Ralph Kaiser, Rancher Rick.
Oh.
Yes. Philip, Ralph, Rick.
This could be the hardest one.
Philip, Ralph, Rick? No. Okay. We'll do Ding, Rick. It'd be quiet.
Whoa.
At least.
You won't even know he's there.
Yeah. And Rick is the master of the butt squeeze.
Yes.
That's his move.
That's true.
It is a good move.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good choice, actually.
Yeah. Okay. He's a tender lover, Rick.
Yes.
I would hate to. I mean, I really actually like Philip mm-hmm. outside of the game, but I don't know if I can marry him.
Would you marry Ralph?
They couldn't marry Ralph either.
Well, you gotta pick one.
I'll kill Ralph because he's probably not going to watch the podcast.
Probably
and
not.
Phillip, I'll marry Philip. It would be interesting, at least. It would be a very interesting, exciting marriage.
Yeah.
You follow him on Twitter. He's always going to these restaurants. And
yeah.
He'd probably wine and dine me. You know.
Okay. I don't know if Philip's girlfriend will appreciate this.
She might get really mad.
Philip could be a good person for a showmance for a week. Could help draw up support.
That's true.
All right. True. Nicole, question number four.
Question number four comes from Ron Chan, and he says, would you cast Amanda Kimmel on Smash? If not, are there any survivors that would be a good fit for the show?
Okay. The upcoming NBC series Smash, would you cast Amanda Kimmel on it?
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I did some extra work on Smash, and I got to dance next to Uma Thurman and Kat McPhee. So in the club scene, they were like right here, and I was in between, and I was like grinding up on Uma Thurman.
Whoa.
So stay tuned in the club scene on episode 5.
Set your TiVo.
Were you careful? Or
my shoulder action.
Did you catch the McFever while you were there?
She is so cute. They're beautiful in real life, and they're really sweet. I did catch the, what did you say? The McFever?
The McFever.
Yes, McFever. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like crybabyitis, but a little different.
It's a little different.
Yeah, I did catch that. Who else would I cast on it? I mean, yeah. If I was a casting director for Smash, sure. I'd cast Amanda.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Good to know. What about Danielle DiLorenzo? She just was in the movie 180.
And you just saw her skills.
Yes.
I did. She, you know, she's actually pretty good. She's a good actress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She wasn't a disappointment.
And she's got double D's.
I should hope not.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's double D's for you.
There you
Never
go.
A disappointment.
Never disappointed. All right, last question from the listeners, from Daniel Rona. And he says, why are you a better advocate of the game when you are the only Miss Survivor finalist to have never made a final tribal council? What elevates you beyond their level? This is a tough question.
That's a little passive aggressive.
Welcome.
Those are our listeners.
Welcome to Run as a Podcast.
All right. I mean, Love ya. I mean, I would say, you know, to be fair, I do feel like I'm in a different league than the other girls. Like, they, I mean, you were talking about girls that have been in several seasons, have their own shows, are very active, but it's all about, I think, comes down for personality. And I do have, you know, a lot of really avid fans that like me for some reason or another. And if you like me and you think I could be Miss Survivor, then vote for me. I mean, I'm not going to be hurt either way. I think that I'm very active. I'm a huge fan. And I'm also a very loyal fan of the podcast.
Okay, all that helps.
It's true, though. I mean, I popped into the love cast. I don't think the other girls aren't popping into the love cast.
They weren't.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fair.
Like a Friday or Saturday night. Not going out. I'm like on the love cast. Like, I don't know. I'm definitely a big fan of the podcast and the, you know, I watch you guys and I blog. I'm really active and I'll obviously am really supportive of Survivor and all the people. So.
All right, and real quick, do you have a closing statement you would like to make?
All right, if you like me, if you like the Dre, I'm the underdog that likes dogs. I can do the worm. I crack ceilings. I have potential to, you know, be in another season and improve myself even more. I've only had a chance to be in one so far, and I don't think I did too shabby.
So you're saying
and
that,
I love Survivor.
Yeah, you're like a stock, and you're saying buy in now because this could
it's
be a rocket
shoot
ship.
Up.
Yes,
you're good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm a stock. I'm a Survivor stock. So buy now.
Invest in me.
Buy low. Yeah. Who knows where this thing could go?
The stock is gonna split.
I mean, it's not really low.
Shoot to the stock. Yeah.
Yeah. Medium.
Hello, we're here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Andrea, this was tremendous. You're the only Miss Survivor contestant who has done damage to their building that they were
to
in.
To the building foundation.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to deal with that now. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. We will talk with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
all right.
Andrea.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Nicole, there you have it.
Wowzer.
Andrea Belke.
Wowzer.
You've heard all five of the interviews, I believe, by now. If not, go back and you can click on the annotations right after this and see all the videos. It's time to make your decision, America and the world.
This is crazy. This is hard.
Yes. So we will be kicking off the beginning of voting on Wednesday night, February 8th, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Don't miss the Rob Has a Podcast live
Miss Survivor
Decision Party. 2012 voting spectacular. We'll probably need a shorter name.
Well, we'll come up with something.
We'll come up with a better name.
The production meeting.
For that show. But join us on Wednesday night. And then right after the live show, we will open the voting for 1 week. You'll have 1 week to make your decision. And we will close the voting right before Survivor premieres on the East Coast. So from Wednesday to Wednesday, wire to wire.
Wow.
And we will crown our Miss Survivor on Friday, February 17th in a live show on Friday night.
We better order that crown.
Better get cracking on that. So enjoy the interviews. We will see you guys in a couple days when it is time to vote. And thank you for participating in the Miss Survivor competition. It has gotten much crazier than we ever thought it would be.
Oh, by far.
And we really appreciate all of the energy and enthusiasm that you guys have thrown into it.
It's been a lot of fun to do this.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. And we will see you guys on Wednesday when the voting begins for Miss Survivor.